akin to be. Just your average, normal, everyday Friday here on The Lowdown. Welcome into the show. We thank you so much for being with us. Third and final hour of the day. Third and final hour of the week. The weekend is quickly approaching. Thank you for spending part of your day here with us. It's certainly been a fun last 60 minutes, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. That is Jason Ross. I am Damian Barling. You can connect with us at 44-1140 here on the text line. Of course, phone lines are always readily available for you at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Opened up, thought we would spend a great deal of time today talking about Hugh Freeze and the NCAA scandal that broke early this morning. And the NBA said, hold my beer. Kyrie wants out of Cleveland, and that's been a great deal of discussion over the course of the last 60 minutes. As we said, sometimes those stories just pop up and this job suddenly becomes stealing money because we're sitting around having conversations. We're throwing out trade proposals. We're doing what you're
– Well, they're all possibilities.
If this news broke when you were around a bunch of your friends, that's all we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's send him here. He put out a list – I'm sorry, that's not accurate. He did not put out a list. He told Cleveland of preferred destinations. Not that it matters because Kyrie doesn't have a no-trade clause. But those destinations include New York, Miami, San Antonio, and Minnesota. Now, that does hold interest because J. Ross and I had come across an article on Bleacher Report. They projected the starting five lineups for all 30 NBA teams and then ranked them. We thought, yeah, that might be a fun little discussion, especially because there were two non-playoff teams that they really liked that they put in the top 10. We could also let you know where the Kings ranked. Now, all of this was contingent on Kyrie Irving being a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Correct.
Now, that very well may change, and we'll try to insert Kyrie into this conversation here. We'll continue to take your trade proposals because there's a whole lot of them coming through here also on 44-1140. I still like the idea of calling Washington.
I do, too. I like that a lot.
Get John Wall to Cleveland, get Kyrie to Washington, and I think both teams are rolling right along.
Mm-hmm. Truly the star swap, but that's an interesting one because I don't know that the Cavs miss a beat, and maybe Washington doesn't either. I mean, I don't know how genuine that dislike was for Wall and Beal, but they made it pretty public. I mean, I don't know that it's venomous, but they've said, hey, we don't have to be best friends. All right, so they don't totally click, but they made it work professionally. But now let's see what a new environment would be for.
But is John Wall due for the DPE? Him and Russ aren't
be
because I mean that's if he can't get it if he's traded,
right?
But I mean I guess that doesn't matter to Washington though,
right?
They can get Kyrie in return. I guess that doesn't matter. Here's this text right here is trying to solve all the NBA's problems. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins to Cleveland. Kevin Love and Shumpert to the Pelicans, Kyrie to the Wizards. There's a lot of stars in that deal.
That's a remake.
Would that be the biggest trade in NBA history? John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Kyrie, Kevin Love, all involved in one trade. That is over half a billion dollars worth of money moving.
Four all-stars in a three-team trade?
Yep.
Yeah, it's as big as I could ever remember. If it were to happen.
It's not outlandish.
No, and the way
it's
that...
creative. It's not outlandish.
And it remakes Cleveland, but also could keep them relevant. And the DeMarcus part adding with LeBron, you could lose them both at the same time.
Well, John Wall, too.
That's true. You could lose them all, but you could try it for one more year, and then, hey, it works. We're staying, or no, we're not. Actually makes some sense for Cleveland.
So in one year, you're in the NBA Finals or whatever it is. A year later, John Wall... So LeBron's gone. Kyrie's gone. By the way, John Wall's also gone. So is DeMarcus Cousins. So is Kevin Love.
Yeah.
You're building around Tristan Thompson.
And he'll get you a triple single.
Good Lord, man. Yeah. I'm not confident he'll get you a triple single. Yeah.
He might get double-digit rebounds. I can't undersell that.
Maybe.
Might.
Maybe.
It's not the finals.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of rankings here. Bleacher Report, their projected starting five lineups where they ranked them. The worst projected starting lineup in the NBA, not a shock, it's the Brooklyn Nets. We'll give you a couple there at the bottom for a particular reason that most of you will be able to finish out. It goes Brooklyn at 30, Phoenix, Chicago, and then at 27, with a projected starting lineup, which is...
This is what's interesting.
Yeah, it's part of the story as well. A projected starting lineup of George Hill, Buddy Hield, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Scala Bissier, and Willie Cauley-Stein, ranked at 27th, your Sacramento Kings.
What do you think about... You think that's the... Well, you had to guess today. Do you think that's the starting lineup? I feel good about George Hill starting today. I feel like Buddy and Bogdan are battling in spring training in
preseason.
Camp.
Yeah.
And maybe Buddy's the leader now just because he's been here, knows a little bit more of the terminology and had a good 25 games. I feel comfortable that it's Buddy today.
I feel like Buddy is a yes.
Okay. So we have the backcourt.
Yep.
I don't think they start Bogdanovic at small forward.
Okay, who do you think they start?
I think opening day, if I had to guess, Vince Carter. Comfort level, experience, I would say Vince Carter.
That's kind of what I thought also.
But 20 minutes. I mean, we're not talking
about
heavy
that's
minute.
What I thought, 16 to 20 minutes where he starts the first half, starts the second half, and then gives Bogdanovic, whoever, his break there somewhere in the middle of.
Yeah. Imagine preseason game number one is the regular season game number one, so it's the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vince, you got Kawhi Leonard. I mean, it's a mess for anybody.
Yeah.
But you putting Bogdanovic in that?
Yeah, you'd probably rather put Vince Carter out
there.
Yeah, I see Vince Carter starting this season.
I agree.
Scal?
I don't know. I'm not there yet. I feel comfortable that Willie's going to start. And whether he's four or five.
Well, that's the other question.
That's where it dictates. Then is it Costa with comfortability? Is it Randolph? Is it Scal?
So is it
I think it's Willie.
Sebo and Willie. Or is it Costa Kufis in Randolph? Willie. Or is it Costa Kufis in Willie?
I think it might be that.
Costa Kufis and Willie?
That's my guess today. So I would go Buddy and Hill, Vince Carter, Costa, and Willie. That's my guess.
And again, Bleacher Report went George Hill, Buddy Hield, Bogdanovic, Scal, Willie.
A little different. Yeah. But 27th is what you said they were ranked.
Yeah, and here's what they said. Hill is a known commodity who will run the offense, defend multiple positions, and hit open shots, though his most important job may be mentoring rookie De'Aaron Fox while shielding him from minutes against opposing first units. That's interesting right there, something I never really thought about. Not starting De'Aaron Fox keeps him away from the best defenders. That's interesting. Never crossed my mind.
Might be against the starter, but it's the tail end of their minutes, and then you're going against – second squad more so.
Hield and Willie Cauley-Stein were consistent starters after the All-Star break, with the former winning Rookie of the Month in March and the latter showing considerable growth as a rebounder and lob catcher. Labissiere is too thin to compete against conventional power forwards, but there aren't many of those left. Zach Randolph can do all of the tussling with backups. Loaded with wings, the Sacramento Kings could easily start veterans Vince Carter or Garrett Temple at small forward if experience and defensive reliability are the goals. If it's a proving ground Sacramento wants, rookie Justin Jackson could be the guy. Don't forget about Malachi. But for now, the best bet is Bogdanovic. The unit will struggle mightily on defense. Only Hill is reliable on that end. On the other, there's immense pressure on Buddy and Bogdanovic to help generate looks, as Hill is more of a game manager than a zippy drive and create weapon. Final thoughts here from Bleacher Report on a projected starting lineup for the Sacramento Kings. There's too little experience to expect a positive net rating, but the Kings starters should compete, if only because there's depth lurking to create battles for playing time. So nothing inflammatory there in their description of the Sacramento Kings at all. It was much worse when you read Brooklyn's. So
yes.
There's nothing inflammatory there. It sounds like their issue right now with ranking them at 27 is experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which you
can't
get
do anything about.
Right. Yeah. Until they actually get it.
So they went on to rank the Pacers, Knicks, the Hawks, or Orlando Magic, a couple other teams there in the 20s. I wouldn't have ranked the Sacramento Kings' potential starting lineup below Orlando's.
Yeah,
I could see that. I would not have. I don't know that I would have done it for the Pacers. I get when you still have Melo and Porzingis, regardless of what you think of the New York Knicks.
Higher level players.
I can get that. But not Orlando,
yeah.
Not Indiana, regardless of the level of experience that each group has. The Lakers are ranked 20th. They have a projected starting lineup of Lonzo Ball, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, and Brooke Lopez.
It's okay.
20th.
I think that's there's a lot of love based on what they did in the summer. I think they're getting some pretty good hype right now.
Think about that. Think about the names that I just ranked at 20th. The Pelicans were 19th with Drew Holiday, DeMarcus Cousins, and
technically three have been All-Stars.
Well, they have Rondo as the starting point guard.
Oh, well, he's been an All-Star, too. There are four All-Stars in their starting lineup.
So they have Rondo, Drew, Solomon Hill, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins. That's ranked 19th. Think about that group of players ranked 19th. But we're not going to read that whole description, but it doesn't appear they're buying in. One interesting note before we move down into a couple other things that they did is when they Bleacher Report laid out a projected starting lineup for Memphis, Ben McLemore is listed as the small shooting guard. Yeah.
Okay. Not Tyreek?
Nope. Along with Mike Conley, Jermichael Green, Chandler Parsons, if you know, of course, he's healthy.
And then Marcus Gasol.
Marcus Gasol, yep. Yeah. Miami Heat's in there. Then we got Portland. This is Portland minus Carmelo Anthony, by the way. projected starting lineup's going to look different for the Los Angeles Clippers. Patrick Beverley, Austin Rivers, Danilo Gallinari, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan. Okay. Who the hell is going to – who's throwing DeAndre Jordan the ball now?
Beverley.
How bad does DeAndre Jordan's game drop? A lot, a little, or none?
A little. Wait, because he's not a he's never been an offensive player. I think maybe his point total goes down.
Well, where did his points come from?
Well, lobs and dunk. But, I mean, people will still throw it up to him, not the same regularity that Paul did. But he was as much a defensive presence and a rebounder and field goal percentage. That's why he was one of the better big men. I think he'll still do some of those things, but maybe the few easy baskets a game will go away.
That aren't putbacks.
Yeah.
Starting lineup projected here in the Eastern Conference, ranked at number 14, Markelle Fultz, J.J. Redick, Robert Covington, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid.
I mean, what is that lineup, though? We know what Embiid is when he's healthy. That's a lot of – I don't know what that is yet. We like Fultz. We think Simmons could be good. I just don't know what that is.
That's a lot of think.
Yeah.
It's a lot of thinking. It's a lot of new sexy.
Yeah.
New hotness.
Right.
Activate my sexy.
Right.
There with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah. That's what they think. And it could be good. I'm not saying it won't be. I just don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know what that is. Not yet, at least.
So we got the Char- – okay. Charlotte Hornets after that.
It's Dwight Howard.
Milwaukee Bucks, Utah Jazz. Now we're getting into the top 10. We mentioned there were two playoff teams that penetrated the top 10 with these.
Or non-playoff teams, yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. And the first one at number 10 was the Denver Nuggets.
I feel like this team is being slightly overvalued. They had a good season, they had a really good offensive season. But I think Gallinari is one of their best offensive scorers. They did lose him. Yes, they added Paul Millsap, but you tell me, you read that starting five that they list out there on Bleacher Report. Does it blow you away as a top 10?
Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, Wilson Chandler, Paul Millsap, Nikolai
Jokic. That's good. Do you go, well, that's top 10.
Can we call him the Joker? Or do we?
They
just,
do.
Is that? Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I feel like you shouldn't be allowed to because that belongs
because
to someone else.
Yeah. But
yeah,
do you feel that's top 10?
They were close, right? They were close there with Portland. No.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's not a bad group by any means, but I feel like there's a few above that.
Yeah, there are. There's 10 above it, to be exact. And number 9 is the other non-playoff team that made the list.
Yeah, another sexy.
Jeff Teague, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Taj Gibson, and Carl Anthony Towns.
I do like that roster.
Yeah.
I do like that roster.
It's hard not to be attracted to that,
yeah,
to that sexy.
And if it was just Butler, like we said the other day, you're better. You add an all-star, but it's the totality. So you put in – you replace Rubio, who was good for them, but Teague, it's different. Now you get a full year again of Wiggins, what I expect to be a massive year for Carl Anthony Towns, and then just the perfect slide-in veteran of Taj Gibson. I like that. I like that five.
So we remove Jeff Teague from that.
And put Kyrie in there?
And we now have Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Taj Gibson, and Carl Anthony Towns.
No, you don't. There's no way they're not. If I'm
Fine. You can't have Andrew Wiggins.
Deal's
you can't
happening.
Have Andrew Wiggins.
I'm trading you an all-star.
an older all-star who could lead me in 2 years. Older-ish.
He's not that old. He's Kyrie Irving.
I didn't say he was old. I said he's older.
Right.
I just factually correct.
Yeah. I think
you can't have Andrew Wiggins.
There's two things
that's
about
that's not the way the NBA works anymore.
About Kyrie's requests. One, it tells you how quickly Minnesota has jumped up into the upper echelon of that's all of a sudden saying, I want to come to Phoenix or Sacramento or that's a jump where Minnesota is a longer drought of the playoffs than the Kings. And again, that's the team of the four that he's requested, I think has the most young talent that the Cavs could try to get back in return. But can they make it happen? If you've played the GM of Minnesota, you're not willing to give up Wiggins. Well, maybe it doesn't happen, but if I'm Cleveland, I'm going after Wiggins.
You're going to have to be willing to negotiate with me then.
All right, throw in Teague and we're good.
Teague and who?
Wiggins.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Then I'm going elsewhere.
How do you feel if you're Andrew Wiggins and you get traded from Cleveland and then back to Cleveland?
I know, that would be crazy. But he'd still be with LeBron for a year maybe. Maybe more.
Which LeBron doesn't want. LeBron doesn't want to play with Andrew Wiggins, or at least he didn't a couple years ago.
Well, he wanted Kevin Love.
Well, he got him.
He can have both now.
Didn't want Kevin Love.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving doesn't want him.
Let's not undervalue the value of a guy that we didn't mention there. He's not in the starting five. Tibbs.
Yeah.
I think he's a respected coach, and I think players like the way he coaches. Now, granted, some of those in Chicago didn't particularly care for it, but I think he's a guy that people like playing for.
Yeah. Be prepared to go to work. If you're comfortable with that, then you'll be fine. And obviously, Gibson knew that, was comfortable enough. Jimmy Butler knows it. Crawford chose it.
So. Maybe. Okay, if maybe I'll consider Crawford.
And Wiggins?
No, and Crawford Jeff Teague.
We're done. Nope.
Then that deal's not happening because I'm not giving you Andrew Wiggins.
It's fine. Go have fun with your unproven young talent.
Unproven?
I'm trying to get this deal done. Draft day.
It's not happening. Oh, for gosh sakes.
Yes.
Teague and two first rounders. Teague, a first rounder, and Carl Crawford.
You guys are getting better. You're not going to be a lottery team anymore.
I know that. I was not expecting you to bring that up in the conversation.
Too. Yeah.
Toronto comes in at number 8.
Well, you know what? They're good. They're 15.
They are.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Toronto. I mean,
they're not different.
They're not championship. Was the only difference CJ Miles, basically?
Yeah.
But it's Valanciunas.
Serge Ibaka is still there.
Serge.
Yeah. Same group.
Same backcourt. All-star backcourt.
They're good for a 3-4-5 spot somewhere around there. Coming in at number 7, again, this is minus Kyrie Irving, are your San Antonio Spurs.
So plug him in there.
All right.
Or play, first without him. What is it?
It's Murray, Green, Kawhi, LaMarcus Powell, who just resigned today, by the way.
As a starter?
They did.
Okay.
They did.
Well, that looks a lot different. But I just don't know what the Spurs give up.
I believe Tony Parker is going to start in that position if he decides he's going to come back and play. So we can even adjust it a little bit and say Parker, Green, Leonard, LaMarcus, which is essentially the same lineup. Group.
Yeah.
Pau Gasol, who did, again, buried in all of this. Pau Gasol re-signed with the Spurs for 3 years today.
I don't know how they get him. I don't know how they get Kyrie. I think it makes a lot of sense there, but I don't know how they get him.
Text here. A number of texts here. Again, if you can't have Andrew Wiggins, then you can't have Kyrie Irving. Stop asking for Kyrie if you won't give up anything.
Right. Thank you, Texter.
Why don't you shut up? Because that's not how this works in the NBA anymore. We don't trade stars for stars anymore.
This is my NBA, not your NBA.
So if you're San Antonio, who do I have to send? So you're Cleveland again. Now I'm San Antonio. I'll send you. Obviously, I got to send you Murray. I need. I get Tony Parker is going to be my backup in Kyrie. I'll send you.
I might be interested in Patty Mills, though.
I'll send you Patty Mills.
I need more.
And then I guess I have to send you
Pop.
You can't have Pop. We should have re-signed Jonathan Simmons and just given him to you. Hey, old Rudy Gay.
Remember, we can't get him till December.
Yeah. Let's play along.
Maybe I get some eyes on him, see how he looks for the first 2 months.
Well, we might hold him out, not play him a lot.
Then I'd be nervous. Like, why are the Spurs holding him out?
What if Kyrie really stinks in December? What if he's...
That's not happening.
If he's tanking it.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen one individual player tank?
I'm sure we have, but I can't think of the star.
Just didn't know it.
Yeah. They're good at covering it up.
But that lineup there with Murray Green, Kawhi Leonard, and LaMarcus Aldridge is listed as seventh in Bleacher Report's best projected starting lineups. Again, I think that takes a drastic jump if Kyrie Irving gets his wish.
Of course.
Okay, I'll send you Danny Green. You send me Kyrie. I'll send you Green and Murray. You send me Kyrie. And Patty. I'll send you Patty Mills also. Send you Patty Mills, Green, and Murray. You send me Kyrie. And I'll take them on Shumpert off your hands. I'll take them on Shumpert too. Come on, what are you doing?
I'm trying to do something here. No. Just a no.
You are a fictitious general manager, and you suck.
Why?
You're a jerk.
You have nothing that I'm interested in. Can we start with Kawhi?
No, we can't start with Kawhi. That's silly. This isn't happening.
Okay.
I'm not sending you LaMarcus or Kawhi.
We're done. All right. We're done here.
The Boston Celtics are number sixth.
The former one seed?
In starting lineups. We're ranking starting lineups here. Isaiah, Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward, Crowder, and Al Horford.
It's good.
Feels a little higher. It feels like this should be a little higher
especially
than six.
After, yeah.
Does that look, well, let's look and see who's ahead of them. That's Washington with, again, maybe this. Was Washington on his list?
No,
Washington was not on his list.
But we think it should be.
John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto Porter, Markieff Morris, and Gortat. Again, Kyrie's list doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where
he
wants
irrelevant.
To go. Whether it's New York, Miami, San Antonio, Minnesota, it doesn't matter. ESPN says LeBron will let the Cavs take the lead in dealing with Kyrie's trade demands. What the hell does that mean? Of course, it's
that's
the front office.
LeBron.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Colby, Cavs, sorry, a whole bunch of stuff is coming through right now. So something completely not surprising. It's all related to Cleveland. The Cavs likely to hire Colby Altman as new general manager after spending last season as assistant general manager.
Okay, so he's been there, yeah.
He's in-house.
Okay.
And you know what that means. That's according to Woj, by the way. Give him credit. That means he's probably working for next to nothing. You know that contract that they offered?
That little bump.
Chauncey Billups?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably getting a smidge bit more than that.
Yeah.
So Washington's projected starting lineup of John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto Porter Jr., Markieff Morris, Martin Gortat. I can see how that is above. And then, all right, so number four. This is interesting. I didn't skip. Oh, what? Oh, this is interesting. We all know who number one is.
Yes.
Four, three. This gets a little weird. We'll wrap up the Bleacher Report rankings, their projected starting five lineups. I'll try to get Jason Ross, the great and powerful Cavs general manager, to loosen up and work out a deal with me as whatever team I am at the moment.
I want you to be Minnesota.
All right, let's work on a deal for Kyrie to the Minnesota Timberwolves next on the Lowdown. Radio edits aren't what they used to be. Guess keep these holes in check. It's frowned upon now from Pac there. We gotta round out, Jason, this top five here because it's pretty interesting. Bleacher Report ranked the projected starting five lineups 30 on down. The Sacramento Kings ranked at number 27 with a projected starting lineup that we didn't really necessarily agree with. We think there'll be some changes to it. Then we've kind of been going over this, and then we're going to try to work out a deal. Kyrie Irving wants out of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He doesn't want to play with LeBron James anymore. Three preferred destinations, New York, Miami, San Antonio, and Minnesota. As a general manager of the San Antonio Spurs, I have attempted to work out a deal with the great and powerful Cavs general manager, Jason Ross. He has shunned me. What was the other one that we did? Didn't we do another team that you were just being really difficult with?
Miami?
You're being difficult in this whole process, by the way.
The Knicks was the easiest one.
The Knicks is easy. Yeah. Swap them.
Yeah. I don't know. That
LeBron's
great,
happy for a year. They both skip Cleveland together. Everybody's happy.
So we have the Melo. We can't. I mean, the Spurs one, I felt like Rudy had to be involved, but he can't be traded till December. So
the deal that makes the most sense to me, besides the New York one, because that's on his list, is I send him to Washington.
I like that one a lot. I'm all for that one.
Trade John Wall for Kyrie Irving right now.
Yes. I'm fine. Both teams should be fine with that.
Washington was number five on the list of top five projected starting lineups. Number four was Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, this includes Kyrie Irving along with J.R. Smith, LeBron James, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson. Again, that lineup, Kyrie, J.R., LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan, that's fourth. Number three, work with me here.
Mm-hmm.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
I thought that was a big jump.
Russ, Roberson, Paul George, Pat, Steven Adams.
It's not third. It's a good roster. It's not third.
It's not a better starting lineup than Cleveland.
It's two All-Stars and...
Versus three.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, Patterson really is more of a bench player. Adams is fine. Adams is nice. And then, I mean, I don't know how many teams Roberson starts on. It's a good fit for them, but... You have two high-level players. Very high.
I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what they were thinking putting Oklahoma City this high.
They're enamored with your guy, Russ.
Well, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But still, are they enamored with Russ or are they enamored with Paul George?
Probably both.
Because he's the difference.
Right, combination of both, though.
But better than Kyrie, LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, and J.R. Smith? I don't think so.
No.
Number two, in case you haven't figured this out yet, everybody knows who number one is. We'll take the suspense out. Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, and they have Zaza Pachulia playing center. Number two is the team that seemingly everybody wants to play for,
mm-hmm.
and that is the Houston Rockets with Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson, and Clint Capella. Two?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Are we wrapped up in what we saw from them last year?
A little bit, right, because, I mean, they third best record. You add Chris Paul.
Now,
again, fun style.
This Rockets roster is rated higher than Boston's, higher than Washington's, and higher than Cleveland's.
Yeah.
In fact, the top three rosters are Western Conference teams. Not that we, you know.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Let's remove Ryan Anderson. Let's remove Ryan Anderson and Clint Capella.
Okay.
And insert Carmelo Anthony. So you have Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Carmelo Anthony.
And whoever else.
Yeah.
Whoever. And Nene.
I guess. I don't think. I think they have to try to hold on to Clint Capella.
Yeah.
I think maybe you move Trevor Ariza instead.
Or Anderson and Gordon or something. I don't know.
You could have Carmelo and James Harden switching out the two and the three.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Melo said he would waive his trade kicker. That's okay. How badly he wants to play for Houston.
Yeah.
It's an $8 million trade kicker that he had inserted in his contract because he has a no-trade clause. Not only does he have to approve the team he's traded to, but he's owed an additional $8 million if he's traded. He said he's willing to waive that to go play for the Houston Rockets.
Do you think he and then everyone else in the league right now is on hold waiting to see about Kyrie for, I don't know, 48-hour period maybe?
Carmelo.
You can't wait forever, but, hey, let's see if this is really imminent or if this is just something that happened, people are talking about now, and it's hot, and then it's gone.
Melo and OJ just got booted from sports Twitter.
Yes.
They just got firmly kicked out by Kyrie Irving.
Yes, they did.
And by proxy, by LeBron James.
Yeah.
Because the LeBron James tweets that are coming in right now are absolutely hysterical.
By the way, I've just called in again. I'm ready to open up contract talks again with you in Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Minnesota. Oh, that was the team we were negotiating with.
Yes.
Earlier.
That's
You're
the one
insistent
I'm...
on Andrew Wiggins. I'm not sending you Andrew Wiggins.
Okay. I've heard you.
Also,
I've got a counter.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
I know you're interested
don't
in
say
my
it.
All-star
don't
point
you dare
guard.
Do it.
No, I'm not going where you think I'm going, but I'm going big. I know you're interested in my all-star point guard, Kyrie Irving. Fantastic young talent. Former number one pick. Remember him? Guy's been to the finals.
Yes.
See that crossover?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Remember the shot?
What do you want?
Remember the shot, though? I want to make sure you saw that. 2 years ago in the finals, game
saw,
seven?
What do you want, Cavs general manager? Fictitious Cavs general manager?
You know what? I see what you want in Wiggins. He's valuable. You don't need to double up. We'll take Jimmy Butler.
For God's sakes, man, shut up.
Why?
I'm hanging up on you.
Why?
I'm not sending you Jimmy Butler. I got Jimmy Butler for 2 years.
I know you do.
What's the point?
You have Kyrie Irving for 2 years.
I need you. It's
Carl Anthony Towns.
No, this is not how the NBA works in 2016, 17 actually.
Well, then
one
you have
team
all your
gets
toys.
Better, and the other team gets substantially worse. You're not allowed to. It's not that. That's why the Washington deal won't happen.
I'm just gonna let. I will go to this thing called social media and let your fan base know that
I'm
you
not
have
trading
turned
you.
Down.
I got Jimmy Butler for 2 years. I'm not trading you, Jimmy Butler.
You have turned down multiple offers for Kyrie Irving.
I'll send you Jeff Teague and 2 first-round picks.
I heard Jimmy Butler or Andrew Wiggins. Did you say that correctly?
No.
Then, yeah,
no.
We're done.
So, okay.
I swallowed my pride and
okay,
came back
Cavs
to you.
Okay, Cavs general manager. Fine, Cavs general manager. I'm saying no.
I have
no.
a name.
You have Jeff Teague, first-round pick next year, and Jamal Crawford on the table right now.
Oh, that 24th pick for you guys that you're going to be a top. I just read this
it's
Bleacher Report article.
On the table right now.
That has you guys as a top 10 team. I heard this on the lowdown in Sacramento.
That's a top 10 projected starting lineup.
That would be even better if Kyrie Irving is there.
Okay, big shot. I'll tell you what. Who's calling you with a better offer? Because I know it's not San Antonio because I just tried that.
Yeah.
So who's calling you with the better offer?
That is none of your business.
See, it's not Miami.
You know what? I don't have to trade my All-Star.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it right there. The Cavs do not have to trade him.
But while we're on the phone, do you want LeBron?
I'm sorry,
hello?
Great and powerful Cavs. LeBron has a no-trade clause.
And one other thing while
LeBron
we're talking.
LeBron is going to stick it to you on the way out.
Anybody else there have any front office experience in Minnesota that just, I don't know, have an intern or
I'm
somebody?
I'm a good general manager.
I know. Do you have somebody who's working below you that just,
bring!
Yes, that we could use a little help?
I'm the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, hi.
I got.
Hi.
I got Giannis Antetokounmpo here. I'm trying to, you can't have him.
Oh, then
I'm
goodbye.
Building.
Goodbye, Milwaukee. What are you offering? This deal better be too sweet.
Never mind. Let's
Freak? Did I hear Greek
you cannot,
Freak?
You cannot. I should have known you have been difficult.
Philly, you interested? Joel Embiid? Got to trust the process. You throw in another point guard. What are you going to do with Fultz? Instead of, you can have 3 guys that can handle
Here's
the ball.
One we haven't talked about. The Los Angeles Clippers lost their point guard this offseason.
Oh, they have Beverly. Yeah, they did. What, Blake?
I'll trade you my son.
Give me back my son!
I'll trade you my son and DeAndre Jordan for Kyrie Irving. Come on.
No.
No? Why not?
Who's my point guard? Derrick Rose?
Yes.
Am I still with him?
You can have Derrick Rose.
Did they get Calderon?
You can have.
Was it Calderon? Did they get him? Is that one of their big signings?
Oh, did they sign him?
I feel like they did.
Look, you got Korver.
Can you take him?
No. No, I cannot. I cannot under any circumstance take him. And just for fun.
Are we listing Korver? Why are you listing telling me that I have Korver? I don't.
You signed him. That was a big move that you did this offseason.
Did you see the shot that
we'll get San Antonio to send Rudy Gay back to Sacramento to make this whole deal complete?
Now we're fine.
Where is John Salmons right now?
Throw him in.
What's Spencer Hawes doing?
It's going to be hard to move, Kyrie.
Well, the other
it's possible. I bet it's maybe a team we're not even thinking
of. I don't have
to.
The hair for it, but I'm Pat Riley. I'm on the phone right now.
Dragic?
Okay. I'll send you Dragic.
Okay. Winslow? Maybe a future pick? Something else? I don't know what else you got.
I'll send you Dragic and a pick.
What about Winslow? You don't care about him. You miss half the season.
I need a small. What am I going to do with
That's not my concern. You got a point guard. You got a stud. You have upgraded.
We're not
a point
there
guard.
Yet. We're not there
no,
yet.
No, but
though.
You are with Kyrie.
So you're going to have a good draft pick because we're not there yet. You'll have a good draft pick.
I don't know. You got.
I need
coach.
That second
your
coach year with
is
Kyrie.
A Houdini.
Indeed,
he can find something. And you're Pat Riley. You're not going to settle for a bad team.
I'm not.
Yeah,
but I'll send you Dragic. You send me Kyrie. I'll send you Dragic in my first round pick next year.
Not anymore,
I'll send you my second the year after.
The second?
Dude, are you? You're That's not even nothing. Negotiating. You're not
you're
even
just
negotiating.
Fluff.
Where's? Okay, fine. You can have Kelly Olynyk in December. I promise. I will send you Kelly Olynyk in December. We'll come back and we'll say goodbye to an American icon, a national treasure.
Yeah.
We'll say goodbye to him next.
Meow. a call, boo.
All right. This is my final offer.
Oh, who are you?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Teague, Taj, and a first-round pick.
It's getting worse.
How's it getting worse? I just threw in another starter. You send me Kyrie back.
I have asked for two other starters.
Get out of here, man.
Yes, I am asking for Jimmy Butler.
You can't have Jimmy Butler, and you can't have Andrew Wiggins, and you can't have Karl Anthony Towns. That's ridiculous.
Okay, you're right. I'll take – no, you just said Karl Anthony Towns. that's it. That's all I'm interested
in. You're being unreasonable.
I'll keep Kyrie.
You're going to have to because you have been a very difficult general manager to negotiate with.
How about one counter, okay. Kyrie and LeBron for Butler?
You can't trade LeBron.
Towns.
No. No. Because I get LeBron for a year, and he has to approve this deal.
That's not my concern.
I'll send you for Kyrie. I'm somebody different now. I'll send you Klay Thompson and Zsa Zsa Pachulia.
No. Nope.
I'll send you Klay Thompson and Zsa Zsa Pachulia, and I promise I'll trade you Andre Iguodala in December. I give you my word.
I think you could trade him now, right? Is it a player you traded for, or is it signed player?
Oh, you know what? He was an extension, technically.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, he wasn't. He was a free agent.
Deal, but
yeah, he got a new deal. I don't know if it's different for same teams. It's interesting. Oh. I'll trade you Iggy, Klay, and Zsa Zsa. You send me Kyrie. Come on.
Iggy, Klay.
And Pachulia.
And Livingston. What do you need Livingston for?
Instead of Pachulia?
Yeah, I don't need Pachulia. I don't want Pachulia.
You sure?
Yes.
You positive?
100%.
Okay. I was just going to get JaVale McGee on the phone and resign.
You can still.
So I'll move Steph to 2, have Kyrie at 1, Kevin Durant, Draymond. Done.
Did we just make a deal?
We just made a deal. Kyrie Irving to the Golden State Warriors.
That seems fair.
The only team I could get you to agree to trade Kyrie Irving to was the Golden State Warriors.
Well, you give me Klay Iguodala and Livingston.
There will be no more hated individual in the state of Ohio than Kyrie Irving.
We made Warriors Cavs 4 fun.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wait, is it still Warriors Cavs 4 though?
Yeah, it's all those guys just changed teams. That makes it more fun.
Yeah, but
no, it is. It's on.
Washington, Boston? No. Kyrie out of Cleveland? You don't think one of those
They're better than LeBron with Klay and Love and Livingston and Iguodala? No.
I think some of those players change when they leave the
you wouldn't
comfort
like when they're
of
angry?
Oracle.
Well, Iguodala will be fine. Klay will be great. Klay's an all-star.
Yeah. He's fine.
Okay. Well.
All right. We got a deal.
Kyrie.
We got a deal. It took an hour and 49 minutes, and we got
a
deal.
Are we reporting it?
We are. Let's tweet
Woj
it.
Is
let's,
saying.
Let's tag Woj in this tweet. We just got a deal done here.
I don't think the contracts work. But
oh,
okay.
Probably not. I'm just glad I got you to finally agree to something.
I may have to
Besides
throw in
Carmelo.
Channing Frye or something.
That's fine. Yeah. You don't want Channing Frye
no.
there anyways. Plus, he's LeBron's friend. You want to get rid of all of LeBron's friends out of Cleveland.
Okay.
LeBron's out.
Will you take Gilbert?
No. I will not take Gilbert. Okay. Deal's off if you're sending Gilbert.
I'm trying to.
Could we trade Carmelo and Dolan for Gilbert and Kyrie? Is that allowed?
Oh, man.
Is that allowed by league rules?
That's a funny trade,
Can
though.
We confirm?
We should make that happen.
Can we confirm? A couple of things. We had an entire show planned for you that got tore up, but this was substantially more fun. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Adam Jones suspended for the first game of the NFL season. This will be...
He's still playing?
He is, and he's still getting suspended. This will be the 24th game in Adam Jones' 11-year NFL career that he will miss. Still less than Josh Gordon has missed, whose total is at a whopping 45 and will get substantially higher upcoming season starts.
Like a rolling ticker. It just keeps going.
30 years ago today, Appetite for Destruction was released.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses, who are coming to the Golden One
That's
Center
right.
on November 18th. And
shows keep coming.
We're saying goodbye to a guy who has... brought us an endless amount of joy over the last 100-some-odd days. Chris Verlod. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, has resigned.
Yeah.
It's a sad day for all of us. That dude was endless amounts of entertainment.
Yes.
You talk about being in over your head. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. God bless him.
Melissa McCarthy had...
I want SNL to come back now.
I know. They need
right
to have a
now.
Show, an impromptu show tomorrow.
The 1140 Street Team, sponsored by Loyal Roots, will be at the Whiskey, Wine, and Spirits Festival tomorrow night. Enjoy an opulent party with food and drink samplings, live entertainment, and more. Jason, do you know what the word opulent means?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I just read it. Don't mind me. But it's an opulent party, so I have to mean that's going to be good.
I think I'm going to go with good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put it more in our language.
Can I trade that word for Kyrie Irving? And
if I throw in the word opulent with Jeff Teague, a first-round pick, and Crawford, will you finally send me Kyrie Irving in Minnesota?
I have to.
If I throw in the word opulent.
Yeah, I have to.
There, we did it.
Yep.
We did it.
We found the trade.
We finally got Kyrie to Milwaukee. Well, this will be an interesting weekend. Again, Cleveland does not have to trade Kyrie Irving.
Not at all.
He's under contract for 2 more years and a player option. He can't get out for a while. LeBron probably gone. LeBron's like, hey,
take care of it.
You guys do your own thing.
Yeah,
you guys do it, man. We're good.
Continuing my summer.
I'm in Miami. Y'all don't mind me.
Do whatever you
want. I got the Miami backdrop.
Yeah, exactly.
We appreciate you guys so much for being with us. Hope you enjoyed today's show as much as we did. You can relive it all, particularly these last 2 hours, which were a lot of fun, on the Lowdown Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. You can also like us on Facebook. The Lowdown has a page on Facebook, as does Sports 1140 KHDK. Links to the podcast on both of those as well. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to our producer, Chris Verlade, the great and powerful Cavs general manager, Jason Ross. I'm Damian Barling. We will see you next week.